I live, yeah, a little north and a lot east. I'm. What was interesting to me the morning of the fire was I heard about it from friends in the Berkshires because they have a reverse 9/11 system there, and everybody in Great Barrington got calls at 5 a.m. And I went online. My friend said, oh, go online to the Columbia County 9/11 Facebook page. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to learn about this natural disaster on Facebook. Like, that's some sign of the apocalypse right there. But... So I did, and they had a map online. It's supposed to show the radius of where you're affected by the plume of the fire, right? And what they're saying in the caption is it's a 15-mile radius. If you looked at the map, what they were actually showing was a 15-mile diameter with TCI in the middle, so it was a 7.5-mile radius, and I'm right on the edge of that 7.5-mile radius. It wasn't until later. I had a meeting in Lenox that morning, and I went to this meeting, and one of the people I was meeting with said, no, you're definitely in the area. We're in the area here. And I said, are you sure? And he said, absolutely. I'm 100% sure. And sure enough, they'd misdrawn the map. So it was just, and 2 weeks later, we can't get information. I mean, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, not in the first responders, who I think everybody was very careful to praise and deservedly so in that meeting. But in terms of the way we're communicating information, certainly about this kind of, potentially catastrophic event, it's a little scary.